Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, what the hell happened here? Looks like a high status man married a woman who doesn't like to work out and prefers to eat. Since his wife blimped up, Pierce Brosnan has become the poster boy for chubby chasers everywhere. She doubled in size and he still stayed by her side. That's a big deal. No pun intended, in Hollyweird, where people divorce each other because their partners get a bad haircut. Up next, this explains the fertility and dating crisis perfectly. That women's hypergamous nature is pushing them to get poked by the top guys. The guys at the top need to get rich and walk away from the game entirely. Or just play the field and sleep with as many women as possible without committing to them and making women go crazy. The rest need to get a doll AI girlfriend or move to Asia to punish the hypergamous nature by cutting off their attention. Number 3, India is a sick joke for men. Because no matter who gets your wife pregnant over there, the husband is still legally considered the father. Looks like that country is single-handedly keeping cuckolding alive. Akesh says that he wants to find the judge that made this judgment and get his wife pregnant. That's the fastest way to change the laws. To make the lawmakers experience the consequences of their own rulings. Why are so many Indian men simps? Moving on, meet the dumbest photographer ever. Then again, maybe he's not that dumb after all. Because those are probably feminist saggy bags those brassieres were in. And many of them are probably really old, so he's clearly doing us all a favor. Why do women always get naked when they're protesting? Also, what if those jigglies belong to trans women? Then he would definitely be doing us a very big favor. Hopefully the trans women don't throw their panties up next. Number 5, Gene tells women to never date Italians because they only care about food and sex and their ambition is all about getting more food and more sex. Growing up, the Italian guys at school were always shaped like butterball turkeys from all the pasta they were eating. But being that fat caused problems for them getting girlfriends when they got older. But they didn't end up losing the weight, they just got fat chicks. They love their food way too much. Up next, this guy sums up why so many young guys are single these days. Because dates feel more like job interviews. Correct. And using dating apps to get a date feels like sending out resumes. Since 60 to 70% of all relationships start online these days, that means guys just don't want to bother. Finding a new job is stressful. But finding a new girlfriend is just as bad. Meanwhile, in the past, you could just meet them at social events and get to know them in person instead of just by pictures. Number 7, no, here we go again. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are reportedly dating again. She must be crazy in bed and worth all the stress she puts him through if this is the third time they're getting together. I can't wait to see the next meltdown after this one. She's also all used up because here are the guys that she was with in the past. Looks like he's the only white guy in the picture. So maybe that's why she's getting back together with him. Because she sees him as the highest status of the bunch. Moving on, this OF star retires after making $67 million in just 3 years. Now no man worth anything will want to be with her, yet she wants a billionaire. We really need to find a way to shame the men that pay this much money to make online prostitutes popular. The really sad part is that there are still tons of men that want her. Many who are actually good, but she won't want any of them because they can't provide her a better lifestyle than she can provide for herself. Number 9, this has to be the biggest misallocation of resources in the history of the world. Where houses in places like Toronto are now worth over $1 million and unaffordable for most. Yet boomers and Gen X think that they're going to sell their homes for big profits one day. They need to keep on dreaming. If you want to get that value or most of it, then you better sell rather than later. This also happened because of lower interest rates and not enough homes being built. Up next, looks like countries are getting ready for war. In Germany, they have a new conscription rule where young men aren't allowed to leave Germany without permission. Men now need permission if they're 17 to 45 and plan to leave the country longer than 3 months. I'm sure the rule won't apply to migrants, though. In Canada, they're toying with the idea that you have to pay $500,000 to leave the country if you want to immigrate someplace else. The West is realizing the young men are leaving for better places and now they're going to change the laws to try and force them to stay. Most men would desert rather than fight for a nation that hates them. Number 11, what the hell happened to Stormy Daniels? Looks like a touch of Trump derangement syndrome, a pinch of the wall, and a sprinkling of weight gain and tacky tattoos. It also looks like her bun was transplanted onto her boobs. Science says that if you're mad at someone or something, it elevates your cortisol and inflammation levels, and thus you age faster. No wonder women who hate Trump increasingly look like this. Moving on, Mr. Gupta says to wait a few more decades when Indians make up the majority of the Canadian population, and then they'll overthrow Canadians and throw them off their land. Looks like this Jeet is celebrating the potential ethnic cleansing that's going to happen in Canada. He's not thinking things through, though. By that point, there'll probably be robotic armies to keep the peace and go to war. Not to mention less and less Indians are coming to Canada these days because it's no longer the land of poop and honey. Plus, Indians won't be able to survive in the cold climate once the fossil fuels are gone. Number 13, and speaking of replacing people, it looks like in the new Harry Potter show, Indians have replaced Slytherin. The guy playing Draco is the only tall one in the bunch, and the Indians are as tall as manlet goblins. I wouldn't be surprised if in this version they were his servant slaves, and Harry Potter has to set them free. This looks worse and worse the more I see it. They should have just left the originals alone. Up next, women always say that men only think about sex while having a bedroom full of phallic objects used for their pleasure. The reason many women say this is because most guys only want to use them for sex and they don't care about their non-existent personality and girl bossing. If our species wasn't obsessed with sex, we never would have made it this far. Now we're more obsessed with our phones instead of sex, and our survival is no longer guaranteed. One thing's for sure though, female gooners like this are very scary. Number 15, remember guys that women wait at the finish line and choose the winners. But if you start losing, many of them leave. That's why divorces for sports ball players are high when they retire. Because women want a high status man that gets tons of attention, and once that's gone, so is she. Dionne Wilder experienced that and she filed for divorce. You learn who you're really married to when you're down on your luck. Moving on, lately women have been calling older men PDF files for being with young 18 and 19 year old women. Yet at the same time, here are a whole bunch of them smashing their teenage male students. Women want one set of rules to apply to men, while a completely different set of rules to apply to them to be in their favor. I suspect that since more men than ever are walking away, the ladies are looking for attention from males they can't get away and are captive schoolboy audiences. Number 17, the mayor of Chicago says the city can't jail their way out of violent crime, because that's racism. Meanwhile, Nayib Bukele in El Salvador made the country the safest one in the Western Hemisphere by locking up all the criminals. That's why they hate him so much, because he's doing all the things that Western leaders won't, and he's making them look bad so they actually want him gone. Chicago will keep losing more and more people the more it's managed incompetently. Up next, AI can't destroy this business model soon enough. Here we have a former YouTube child star making $2.9 million on her first day on air. Someone needs to ask the question if she photographed herself while she was 17. Of course she did, and OF just looks the other way. And it's mostly 15-year-old married sims paying for her because their wives don't want to give them any sex. I'm predicting that AI will make fake women better than any real ones in the future. Number 19, looks like the New York Crimes wants America to follow in the footsteps of Canada with euthanasia, because they say that organ donors are rare, so they need a new definition of death. Yes, all those boomers are dying without a heart or kidney transplant, so they're trying to change the laws to harvest the young to extend their very own lives. What do you expect from a group called the Me Generation? We also need a new definition for journalism because the New York Times ain't it. Moving on, and speaking of Canada, here's the latest batch of bus drivers graduating in Canada's capital, Ottawa. What's wrong with literally turning Canada into India? Henceforth, it'll be known as the Great Brown North. There are more turbans in that photo than there are Caucasians. I was going to use Serbia as my ultimate backup plan, but now it looks like all the Shaniquas and LaFondas are also moving to Belgrade, because they enjoy the safety and culture there. We need AI to drive buses and not these Jeets. Number 21, did they really go to the moon? No, they just flew around it, and as far as I'm concerned, it was just an exercise in DEI. Yes, everyone was fully qualified, but are those really the best astronauts, or is it all about playing favorites? The only reason that Jeremy Hansen, the Canadian astronaut, went up was because Canada made a deal to supply Canadarm3, the next generation robotic system for astronauts. The NASA administrators have said their plan is to put the first woman and black man onto the moon. How about just putting the best person regardless of skin, color, and gender? Up next, how do you think the Protestants in England and throughout the Commonwealth feel after King Charles didn't give an Easter message this year, even though he gave them out a greeting for Muslim holidays? Should he abdicate the throne because of this controversy? I don't know, but I know with some certainty that the way things are going in the UK at this rate, his grandson will never be king, because the Jeets and Mohammeds will get rid of him. Here's Marco Rubio realizing that he's probably going to be the next king of England. Number 23, someone says this horse pretends to be dead every time someone tries to ride it. Banterman says he once had a girlfriend like that. Why was she with him if she didn't want to have sex with him? I can understand if she became like that after getting married and trapping him. But she must have been super bold, thinking she could turn him into a super simp that wouldn't leave her. I know this is a joke, but for many guys it's not. Moving on, this is the sad state of affairs in Mexico right now, where if a father is absent for 3 months or fails to pay child support, his rights to see his own kids will be taken away. But his responsibility to keep paying will always remain. Why would any man marry or have kids with such a bad deal? Sounds like President Sheinbaum has been busy. She also implemented a policy where women can literally make a false allegation at any random man in the street, and he goes to jail directly. Women that meet random men in public and then demand money, or they'll make false allegations, that's extortion. Number 25 and the last one, only 80s and 90s kids will get this reference. I think I can totally recall that one, and it makes me wish I had three hands. This is my favorite film in the Paul Verhoeven sci-fi trilogy, which also features RoboCop and Starship Troopers. That man helped make my childhood great. They were sci-fi films, but also sort of body horror. And speaking of the 2012 remake of Total Recall, which is awful, this is the only good thing that came out of it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.